Can you see me yet? Can you see where I am?
Peekaboo. yes. You remember me, don't you, sinner? yes. Yes, yes, yes. I can see the realization and the memory flooding back. I can see you replaying what you'd forgotten in your mind. I can see just how slack-jawed you are, having forgotten it. Welcome back, sinner. Welcome back, my property. Well, don't look around. Don't even think of being too obvious, because you're the only one that can see me, sinner. You're the only one standing on this crowded bridge that has the slightest inclination that I am here. Yep. Yeah, no. Nobody has a clue. Look at her. Staring right into her face. And she has no more idea in the man and the moon what she is facing down. And here I was, sinner, just thinking that I would remind you of our little bargain. Remind you of our previous little dance. No, sinner, there is no escape. You know this. You knew this from the moment that you laid eyes on me. You knew that there is no way you could run and no way you could hide from me. Oh, dear, dear, silly, deluded sinner. Thinking that you can do anything but submit to me at this point, because I can see that you made your choice, that you continued down our little path here. I can see that you've continued your life full of everything that leads you to me. And so, my dear little sinner, I thought I may come and teach you a lesson. Perhaps reward you for your devotion to me. Depending on your point of view. Because, of course, my dear sinner, the fact that nobody else can see me doesn't mean that I can't interact with you. See this, sinner? Do you feel that? Do you feel my hand on your cheek? As if I'm really here. Because I am, sinner. I am really here, but of course, because you belong to me, I get to bend the rules a little bit. Yes, I can see you realize just what you've got yourself in for now, little sinner. I can see that you understand where this is going. Look at this, dear sinner. Look across this river. So blue and untainted. Quite the opposite of you, my sinner. I think it's slowly sinking in, isn't it? But you really do belong to me after all. That when all is said and done on this planet, I will claim you. And I will tear your soul to shreds, and I will do exactly what I want to do with you. Something tells me, Ho, sinner, something tells me that that thought doesn't scare you as much as you think it does. In actual fact, it turns you on a lot more than it really should. Well, my dear sinner, there is a good reason that I'm here. There's a good reason that I am currently standing totally invisible to everyone else. Inches away from your face against the railing of this busy, busy bridge. It's because, my dear sinner, that I need to show you the full extent of my control over you. The full extent of my powers here, when you finally admit that you have given yourself to me. Because you have. I can taste it. Well, my dear sinner, let us see what I have in store for you, then. Yes, I can see you there trembling a little bit as you are braced against the railing on this bridge. I can see into your soul, dear sinner, the fear and also the anticipation for what comes next. As you stand here, as people walk past, the only thing you can tell them is nothing at all. Who's going to believe you, sinner? Who's going to believe that I am standing here staring at you, about to claim you, right here? Oh, no, there is no escape, sinner. Because I can interact with you in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Which is why I have my hands on your wrists holding you there as you're braced against that railing. And here you stand, sinner, fully clothed and yet completely vulnerable to me, and yet you know this. And yet you know this, sinner. Well, let me prove my point. How does it feel, sinner? Have my teeth on your neck. And yet you cannot betray yourself here, can you, sinner? Not while all these people walk past. And what about this, dear sinner? What about this? What about the feeling of my hand on your breast? Can't feel your clothes anymore, can you? They are still there. They are very, very much still there, but I don't have to pay attention to these mortal trappings, sinner. I can touch your very soul. You feel me, sinner? Do you feel me? Kneading and squeezing that breast. How about this? How about me wrapping my fingers around that nipple and giving it a good squeeze? Yes, my sinner, you are beginning to understand the length and the breadth of the things that I can do to you right here. And nobody will be any the wiser. Well, dear sinner, let us see how far we can go, shall we? Because I feel that having my hand cupping your cunt is the next step, don't you, sinner? How does that feel? How does that feel, dear sinner? Perhaps as you're standing there shaking, your legs slightly splayed. I'm sure there's something else we can do, isn't there? How does that feel, my dear sinner? The feeling of my finger slowly sliding into your so-wet cunt. well done, sinner. I knew you were mine all along. Now let me see how fucking much you can take as I finger fuck you here and now, nice and hard. My middle finger deep inside that wet cunt, fingering you, fucking you, finding that G-spot with each thrust. How does it feel, dear sinner? How does it feel to be completely at my mercy here? And yet you can't even let on what is going on, can you, my dear sinner? Because someone will pick up what is happening. Maybe they won't be right about it, but they will know what is going on. Well, dear sinner, let us see how far this envelope we can push. As I slip a second finger into that very, very wet cunt. Now, dear sinner, now. Keep that voice very quiet. We wouldn't want anyone else to catch on to what exactly is happening to you, would we? I've seen that face before on you, my dear sinner. I've seen that face before when you ever you prostrate yourself before me, and I know that face means one thing and one thing alone. I know it means yes, master. Ah, you are like an open book, dear sinner. Take my fingers. Take them nice and deep, dear sinner. Take them nice and hard. Ah, oh, but those moans you need to keep so quiet, dear sinner. So quiet. How does it feel, dear sinner? How does it feel to be helpless like this? How does it feel to be completely and utterly helpless before me? Like you always are, my dear sinner. Like you always will be. I think that's quite enough of the warm-up, don't you, my dear sinner? Come on, let's get you looking across this river. Oh, you're so good, dear sinner. You know exactly the position that I mean. With that ass out, legs slightly spread. It's like you've done this before. Thinking about me. Worshipping me. Ah, yes, my dear sinner, now you need to be perfectly fucking quiet as I do what I need to do to that delicious body of yours. And now, my dear sinner, let us fucking see how much you can take. Oh,
fuck, dear sinner, that is a tight, tight cunt. Not for much longer. Yes, take it, dear sinner, take this cock. Oh, nice and deep inside you. Nice and deep inside you. And it is just so disappointing, dear sinner, that I have to be very careful with my interactions with you as well. Because though they cannot see me, they cannot see my hard cock deep in that cunt. They would see me if I grabbed your hair. But no, dear sinner, I'm going to take you right here. I'm going to fuck you right here in full view of everyone. Oh, my dear sinner, they will not see, though. They will only see you bent over. They won't see just how fucking wide your cunt is being spread by my cock. And so, my dear sinner, let's begin the show, shall we? Fuck. This cunt is so fucking good. Oh, God, yes, dear sinner, take this fucking cock. Now. Oh, you keep that voice nice and quiet, lest somebody's going to catch on, my dear sinner. Somebody is going to catch on. You just stare into that fucking blue water as you get fucked in front of all these people. God, this cunt is divine. Oh, fuck, it's like it was made for me. Oh, it's like it was designed to be fucked by me over and over and over again for all eternity. Oh, yes. Because it's going to be, my dear sinner. It is going to be. Now take this cock, dear sinner. Take this cock and you come for me. But be careful, you can't let it show. You can't be too obvious, my dear sinner, as you come for me. You come for me nice and fucking hard. You come on this cock, dear sinner. Let us continue. Let us take this fucking further, and I am going to come inside you, dear sinner. I am going to come inside you where everyone can see. Take this cock, dear sinner. You take this cock, you take it hard, and you take my cum, dear sinner. You take my cum. Yes. Come with me as I flood you, dear sinner. You come with me. You take this cum, dear sinner. You take your master's cum. And come with me. Oh, yes. Yes, dear sinner. What's the matter? Legs weak? Knees shaking? Well, I suggest you collect yourself, dear sinner. Because when I pull out, you won't have anything to support you anymore. And you're going to continue to feel that come deep inside you, dear sinner. Wouldn't want anyone to know what just happened here, would you? Wouldn't want anyone to know exactly what went on. Yeah.
So continue your way, dear sinner. Continue about your day. And just remember. Just remember the path that brought you to me now. Remember the path that showed you the truth of who you belong to, sinner. Well, dear sinner, we must part. We must part for now, but I assure you that I will be watching you. And I will visit you once more, dear sinner. I will visit you once more. When you least expect it. You bear my brand, dear sinner. You are mine. So, dear sinner. So, I shall see you once more. Just remember, though, I'll always be watching. Ha ha ha!